Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. It's planting time, and farmers have a few choices. Which brand of seed, which variety, selection of crop protectants. And says Keith Tapp, chairman of the Kentucky Soybean Promotion Board, the choice for what goes into the fuel tank.
That's right, Mike. We have that choice to where we can now use soy biodiesel in our tractors as we begin our planting process this year. And, of course, some activity has already begun, and hopefully when farmers order fuel for their farms that they did add the biodiesel. That's what we use on our farm. I realize in some regions in Kentucky, it's hard to get the biodiesel. That's why it's important that farmers ask for that, and distributors will become better about providing that for the farmers.
In some regions, he says, it may take some time and ongoing requests for the fuel. He says, be persistent.
When we started using biodiesel, they brought a supplemental tank out and just splashed it in as they filled our fuel tank. So I know that's very possible for any area, and if the farmer would ask for it, I'd feel confident that they could get it, and the usage would definitely go up by that.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
We're the Evans and Butler Poultry Farm in Calhoun, Kentucky. A lot of people don't realize just how big poultry is in Kentucky. It's a $900 million product that has allowed many of us to stay on the family farm. It's important for us to raise the poultry the way we would want to have it raised because we eat it ourselves. We are a Kentucky farm family, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Poultry Federation and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Webster County farmer Keith Tapp says he uses a 20% soy diesel blend and is pleased with its performance.
You can tell that the tractors are running cleaner. It's not rolling as much dark smoke, so it's a cleaner burning fuel. It seems to generate maybe a little bit more power than what we previously had when we were just running regular diesel. So I feel real good in what we're doing, or I wouldn't be doing it.
He says he's not a bit reserved about encouraging other farmers to support biodiesel.
Product. We grow a good quality bean, and it's good for the meal to feed the animals, and we also produce a good oil. It's a renewable source for fuel, which cuts down on our reliance on foreign market. So yes, we need to not only talk the talk, but walk the walk and support our biodiesel.
And in those areas where biodiesel may be difficult to find, he urges farmers to continue to request it. He says eventually suppliers will meet their customers' requests. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.